voice level. Just give me your name, your title, and location so I can check it.
Kay Kim, Principal Deputy Vice President, Washington, D.C.
Okay, yes, that works. That sounds really good. Okay, so I don't know. I kind of at the last minute sent those questions. So if those are okay, if you've had a chance to look at them, we can just use those questions.
Yeah, those look fine.
Okay, great. Okay, sounds good then. Okay, so first of all, then, how will the money be used to expand public-private investments in developing countries?
Specifically, MCC is going to typically invest in large-scale infrastructure projects. It's about two-thirds of our portfolio. And so within the infrastructure portfolio, we will help prepare some of the projects, prepare transactions for the market such that private companies would find them attractive and be interested in investing alongside some of these projects. And this would result in public-private partnerships that would hopefully increase the effectiveness of the operations and maintenance of these various investments, as well as catalyze private sector funding to help increase the benefits of the public sector investments that we contribute to. So an example of this would be something that we did in Jordan with a wastewater treatment plant, where MCC came in with about $93 million in grant financing, and we were able to partner with a private sector consortium that contributed about $110 million. And so with this over $200 million, we're able to expand a wastewater treatment plant, providing increased water supply to the Jordanians. And so these are the types of partnerships that we're seeking to initiate through the P3 platform.
Are these the same types of projects that you're looking at in Africa as well, or what are some of those investments that you're looking at in Africa?
Similar projects in Africa where we would be catalyzing private sector investment, particularly for infrastructure. So an example of this, we're investing quite heavily in the energy sector. And so there are lots of opportunities for the private sector to come in to contribute to increased generation of electricity in these countries. And so if these independent power producers that are providing generation capacity to these countries come in, then we can help prepare the projects such that they're attractive to the private sector, we share the risk with the private sector, and that we can increase the benefits by bringing both public sector funding by the government, as well as grant funding from MCC, and then private sector funding.
This question was not one that was on my list. It just kind of popped in as you were talking, and I was wondering, of the $52 million that is going to be generated for Africa, are there any particular countries that you have in mind, or how will that money be dispersed in Africa?
The funding is actually going to be allocated through the compacts, some of our existing compacts, as well as some of our compacts in the pipeline. So on that list, our investments in Africa include Malawi, Benin, Lesotho, Liberia, Tanzania, Ghana, and Morocco. There are other countries that we're investing as well, but in those countries that I just listed, those are probably have the largest opportunities for public-private partnerships.
What do African countries need to do to overcome the challenges that they're facing now to accelerate economic growth outside of depending on international aid?
I think that, you know, I think our country partners are very good examples of countries that are doing the right things to reduce poverty, increase economic growth, attract private sector investments. These are countries that have a good track record in terms of good governance and democracy, have strong efforts towards anti-corruption, are investing in their social sectors and education and health, as well as creating an enabling business environment through things like good fiscal policy, trade policy, days to start a business. So just starting with their performance in the three categories that we use to select our partners, which is ruling justly, investing in people, and economic freedom, that in itself, I think, provides a good foundation for the ability of these countries to really grow their economies and reduce poverty. On top of that, there are a number of specific sector reforms that these countries can make that can really catalyze, I think, private sector investment. So, for example, as I mentioned, we're invested quite heavily in the energy sector. We are part of the U.S. government Power Africa initiative, committing about $2 billion to that initiative. And so in the countries where we work, for example, in Benin, they're working very hard to modernize their policies to allow for more private sector investment, to strengthen the utility companies so that they perform better and perform better for their customers and are also financially viable and are also able to operate and maintain some of their infrastructure. So these are some of the things that we're working with governments so that they can create this enabling environment for private sector investment, which will lead to economic growth and poverty reduction.
Also, you all, the MCC, you say you're expected to generate $750 million in investments in Africa within the next 5 years. So in given that, where do you see Africa in 5 years in terms of reducing poverty?
I think there's tremendous opportunity. I'm a 100% optimist when it comes to Africa. When you hear about, you know, six out of the 10 fastest growing economies in the world are in Africa, I think that there's tremendous growth opportunity there. So I see in 5 years, definitely much more interest by the private sector, definitely much more interest by private sector from countries that traditionally have not invested in Africa. And what we're trying to do is really increase the visibility of U.S. companies in Africa, where there traditionally has been a low-level investment compared to some of the other countries. So I think that with the economic growth profile of these countries, with the enabling policy environments for investments, with the hopefully improved infrastructure through some of MCC's investments, partnering with the private sector, that you'll see a much more stable continent. You will see much less poverty. You will see less corruption, and hence just a much more vibrant continent.
Okay, great.